This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Let's welcome our special guest. He's an actor who plays Spock in the Star Trek reboot, and his new film, The Boys in the Band, is available on Netflix now. It's Zachary Quinto. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
So I saw on Instagram that you're a very good banjo player.
Oh, thanks. I don't know if I would classify myself as very good, but I certainly love playing.
Yeah, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about 7 years.
Okay.
But my brother bought me a banjo for Christmas 1 year. This was probably 10, 11 years ago. And it handsomely decorated my living room by leaning against the wall.
Sure.
For years, and I never picked it up. Yeah, it sure is. And I never picked it up. And then taught myself for the first few months via, you know, the internet. And then found a teacher in Los Angeles. And I usually find a teacher wherever I go. Like if I'm working on location, I look up a local teacher and work with somebody for the time that I'm there. There it is. You can see it over there in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Our listening audience can't see it, but
now, of course, you played Mr. Spock in the Star Trek franchise reboot. I read that Leonard Nimoy was part of the casting. Did you know that ahead of time?
That's a good question. I don't think I knew that ahead of time. I don't think I knew it until after I got the role.
Okay, so he wasn't in the audition.
No. My audition process was actually shockingly low key for such a significant project and such an iconic character. I had one audition with April Webster, the casting director. And based on that, you know, I went on tape. And based on that tape, I had a 45 minute long meeting with J.J. Abrams. And we just chatted, and then I got the job. So it was like pretty, for me, I was like, wait, what's happening? Shouldn't there be more hoops to jump through here, guys? This is a pretty major decision. Are we all on the same page about making it? I guess they were, though, so it all worked out.
Yeah, okay, so when Leonard Nimoy was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me many years ago, he said that he kept a pair of the pointy ears he wore when he played Mr. Spock. Did you also keep the ears?
I have a few pairs of ears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, are we talking three, five?
I think it's probably in the ballpark of a dozen because, you know, we've made three films now. And it was a new pair of ears every day on the movie.
That's nice. Fancy.
So, you know, it's not like they were going to miss them. And at the end of the day, they just cut them. They just shredded them and threw them away. It's not like anybody. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep a couple of those.
Yeah.
So now you have like a
special.
You have a casual kicking around ears. You have your formal ears. Your
sport ears. You got to have your sport ears.
I do have sport ears. I have ears from a scene in which Spock was bleeding, and so I have a pair of ears that are speckled with green blood.
Oh, excellent!
So for the Peloton.
For the Peloton. Exactly.
In 2018, you co-starred in the Broadway revival, The Boys in the Band, and this play revolves around a birthday party, a group of men who gather for a birthday party, and it was, of course, just so groundbreaking for its portrayal of gay male life.
Mm.
And now, the play originally debuted in 68,
yeah.
Revival 2018, and now it's a film.
Mm-hmm.
And your character, Mart Crowley, that character. Oh, is everything okay?
Oh my goodness.
There's nothing. There's no need. We're having a very civilized conversation. Appreciate your alertness.
You mentioned the medium of film, and I think probably riled him up. Right?
It jarred him. It jarred him.
That
Not
is my
a
favorite
good,
medium. He said.
Good dog, guard
Indeed.
Dog. Wow.
Indeed. Yeah. He is a good guard dog. It's true. Very true.
That was amazing. And you play Harold, who is based on The Boys in the Band, playwrights Mart Crowley's best friend, right?
Yes, it is. It is based on a real life man named Howard Jeffrey, who was a very successful choreographer and dancer in New York, and was Mart Crowley's best frenemy.
Frenemy.
You know, they had a very volatile but intimate friendship, and many of the interactions between Michael and Harold in the play and film are directly lifted from the relationship between Mart and Howard in real life, which I loved. And it's not my nature to be so to have such a vitriolic relationship with anybody, let alone somebody that I love and care about. And so it really kind of helped me wrap my mind around how they could be so vile toward one another in one breath and then so unwaveringly committed to one another in the next breath.
Right. In the original cast of the 1968 production of The Boys in the Band, some of the actors were gay, but not all of them.
Yeah.
In the 2018 production, everyone is an openly gay actor. So
right.
How was that for you as an actor?
Yeah, the whole experience was more, it was freer, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a shorthand. I mean, first of all, I went to college with Matt Bomer. I did a movie with Charlie Carver. I play with Brian Hutchison. I've known Jim Parsons and Andrew Rannells socially for years. Joe Mantello and I have known each other for almost 20 years. So there was a lot of
pre-existing.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of pre-existing connectivity. And then it was just, and then, you know, Tuck and Michael Benjamin Washington, Tuck Watkins, Michael Benjamin Washington, and Robin DeJesus, I had never met before, but it was like an instant family.
And can we just have a moment to speak about your hair in the film? Is that a perm or a wig?
It's a hard wig.
Yeah. Great sideburns, your sideburns.
Yeah. It was all, there were separate sideburn pieces and like a back piece. It was an intricate wig, actually. The in the play on stage in New York, it wasn't as intense, I would say. That's another thing I loved about it. Like in New York, I got myself ready every night for the play. I put my own wig on. I had to put, you know, prosthetics on my face and paint my pockmarks and do my whole, like, that was my responsibility. And it was a huge part of the process of me getting ready every night. And of course, you know, when you move to a film production, there's a whole team of people who do that for me. And so it's just sort of enhanced the experience.
Right, it's like taking it up a level, kind of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, and same thing with the costumes, and everything becomes more about detail when you're in a film, you know. Lou Eirich, who's the amazing costume designer, you know, when I showed up to my first fitting and she just unfurled these bolts of jewel-toned velvet and was like, which one do we want, you know? And I was like, oh, I guess emerald green, you know? Just like, you know, the level of detail to the actual period, and then the tie clips and the cufflinks and the boots and the glasses, and all of it was a really fun process that allowed me to kind of completely slip into this alter ego in a way.
Mm-hmm. Three-piece wig. Three-piece wig.
That's what I have to say. For sure. Three-piece wig.
All right. Zachary, are you up for an Ask Me Another challenge?
I am ready for it. Let's do something. What are we going to do?
Okay, so you were born and raised in Pittsburgh.
I was, yes.
Did you have a bit of an accent?
I did have an accent.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Growing up, like I have videos of myself as like prepubescent, like before my voice dropped. And I was totally talking like this, you know, like giving me Pittsburgh accent, but like with the high voice and stuff. It was real cool. It wasn't that. That's a little exaggerated, but it was definitely there for sure. They whipped that out of me at Carnegie Mellon right quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. I moved to New York from Canada, and I remember people just made fun of me so badly that I was like, we're working on this immediately.
Yep. You learn what works and what doesn't pretty quickly, right?
That's right. All right, so you're from Pittsburgh, and so in this game, every answer is a famous Pittsburgher.
Okay.
And a word or phrase that ends with pit.
Okay, so for example, if I said, this Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright is famous for his Pittsburgh cycle, and he loved Georgia's state fruit, you would answer, Peach Pittsburgher August Wilson.
Okay.
All right, so here's your first one. This Singing in the Rain actor got his start on Broadway, singing and dancing to music played in an area in front of the stage where the musicians sit.
The Orchestra Pittsburgher Gene Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm good at this.
You are good at this. Right on it. Fantastic. All right, here's another one. This Pittsburgher won an Emmy for Pose. He also hosted the 2020 Oscars red carpet,
where
this other actor won for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Brad Pittsburgher, Billy Porter.
You got it. Exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
My dear friend, Billy Porter. We did a play together. I love Billy deeply.
What play did you do together?
We did Angels in America together.
Oh.
At the Signature Theater in 2010. Yeah. He played Belize and I played Lewis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That was a magical time.
All right. Here's another one. This rap star's song, Black and Yellow, is a tribute to his hometown, not a tribute to a burnt ear of corn from the outdoor area where food is grilled.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I know this. I just am blank. Is it Barbecue Pittsburgher Wiz Khalifa?
Yes, it absolutely
my gosh.
Is. Wow.
Yeah. Great.
I'm so impressed. I saw you work on that one.
I really
you worked all the
that.
Way through it. It was great. Very exciting.
All right, here's your next one. This one is not easy.
Okay, thank you.
This poet, art collector, and author of Tender Buttons was friends with Picasso, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Ernest Hemingway. Had they been around in the 1980s, you'd see them at a punk rock concert dancing in the section where fans intentionally slam into each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mosh Pittsburgher... Mosh Pittsburgher. Say it again. The poet art collector.
And author of Tender Buttons.
Oof. Yeah, this is a tough one.
Let me think. What's a, I don't know if this helps you just geographically, but she was born near the current location of the Pittsburgh Children's Museum. I'm sure there is a plaque there.
Thank you so much.
She only lived there for 6 months, so I'm not sure how fair this question is, to be honest.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm going to give you a really specific hint. At my college, the cafe that we had was named after her, a nickname. It was called Gertie's.
Oh, okay. So Mosh Pittsburgher Gertrude Stein.
Yes. Wow. Yes, yes.
I didn't know Gertrude Stein was from Pittsburgh.
Well, I guess, yeah.
She was for 6 months.
But there is a plaque there. There is a plaque there.
Great. Fantastic. I'll look it up next time I'm home.
Totally counts. All right. This influential choreographer of Frontier crafted a signature modern dance technique that is taught around the world. Her technique is based on the opposition between contraction and release, and also a useful skill for fighting your way out of a room full of colorful plastic spheres. What are you talking about?
Fighting your way out of a room with colorful plastic spheres.
It's mostly for children.
Ball pits?
It's where you dump your children.
Ball
yes, that's
Pittsburgher,
right.
Martha Graham.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. Wow.
Wow.
You are okay. Very good at this.
You're very good at this.
These are really hard.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so glad I'm good at it. That makes me happy. My internal competitor is pleased.
Okay, your very last question.
Okay, let's do it.
This beloved children's TV host was mm-hmm. also a Presbyterian minister. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be surprising to see him standing behind this church lectern.
A pull Pittsburgher, Fred Rogers.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Clean sweep. Look at that.
Almost. Gertrude Stein hung me up, but then we got it in the end.
Yeah, it's all great. You did amazing.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Such an honor, too, to meet you in any form. So thank you
great
so much.
Great to meet you. Thanks for having me. Stay safe and well, and hopefully next time we can do this in person.
That'd be great.
Be well, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.